highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
And we are certainly proud to be NCSD in this week's edition of the podcast. Not because we just passed the 1 million subscription mark. Okay, I made that up. Not because we're causing podcast servers like Apple and Google Podcasts to crash every Thursday afternoon when each new episode drops. All right, that's a lie too. But because right here on our North Clackamas School District weekly podcast, we have the biggest celebrities in our area willing to spend more time with us here in our district office studio. And that is the absolute 100% truth. Who is our extra special guest this week? Well, for the first time, we have a North Clackamas School District student sitting right across from me. She's a senior at Adrian C. Nelson High School. She'll play for the Hawks varsity softball team this spring. She is academically at the top of her class, but that's not why she's here today. I feel like we need a drum roll to introduce you. Who is our mystery guest and what makes her the biggest celebrity to appear on this podcast? Well, let's listen in.
Are you ready? Your new 2023 Miss Oregon Teen USA is Isabella Ellsworth.
Yes, welcome to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, our own Isabella Ellsworth, 2023 Miss Oregon Teen USA from Adrian C. Nelson High School, crowned earlier this month, also joined by her mom, Kristen. Isabella, Kristen, thank you for taking time after school to join us today.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, you heard that announcement about 3 weeks ago, and I want to hear all about the Miss Oregon Teen USA competition. But Isabella, what was it like for you standing up on that stage in the final round, just you and that other finalist waiting for that dramatic announcement?
That moment was honestly crazy for me because for the top five for the pageant, you have to answer an onstage question. And so each of our onstage questions were hard in their own ways, and everyone answered it so well and just held their own on stage. And so when I was holding hands with Ella, my first runner up, I honestly didn't know who was going to take home the crown and sash. And so when I heard my name called, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know how to act. I didn't know how to feel. And it was just such a surreal moment, and I'm honored to be here as your Oregon Teen USA.
Did you think maybe these guys are really good up here? Did I flub up my answer?
Yes. After I answered my question, I could not stop thinking about, did I answer it correctly? How did it sound compared to everyone else's? So it was definitely nerve-wracking.
Mom, how about for you? How was that moment for you? You were watching it live.
I was. I kind of froze. I was shocked. She's worked so hard to get where she's at today and to get this title the first time around. It was surreal. It was amazing. And I stood there and everyone was around me screaming and saying, get up, get up, get up. And I was shaking. I didn't know what to do either.
I can only imagine. So you're saying that's your first try at this kind of thing?
I've been doing pageants since I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I've tried multiple different systems, but this is my first time with the USA system as a teen.
Okay. And we'll get into that. So let's rewind the life of Isabella Ellsworth. Where'd you grow up and what sparked your interest in pageantry?
So I grew up in Portland all the way until third grade, and then I moved out here to Clackamas and have been here ever since. And what sparked my interest in pageants was I had some friends that did them, and we noticed what skills they were building, their public speaking skills, and the friends they were meeting, the connections they were building. And so I thought I would try it out for myself. And honestly, after the first pageant, I was hooked and have done them ever since. And now here I am, 17 years old, still doing them.
Okay, so you moved here in third grade. Shout out to your elementary school. Which elementary did you go to?
Oregon Trail Elementary School. And I may be biased, but they're the best.
Oregon Trail, the home of the Wildcats. That's right, for sure. And then to Happy Valley Middle at that point?
Rock Creek Middle School.
Oh, Rock Creek Middle. Okay, Rock Creek Middle.
My high school right now is where my middle school
is. That's right. So you went to the same building. It's now revamped as Adrian C. Nelson High School. Christian, what were your thoughts when your daughter came to you with this interest in pageantry?
I was excited. Her dad wasn't so excited, but I was excited only because I did pageants when I was younger. Not as much as she's done at all. I didn't even get to this level that she's at, but I did it. So I really wanted to try to get her in younger, but her dad put a no to that until she came to us and said she wanted to try it.
And Isabella, you were a Rose Festival court princess. Tell us about that experience. Did you grow up watching the Rose Festival?
Yes, so I grew up watching the Rose Festival and going to the parades with my family. My mom was a part of their Junior Princess program when she was younger. And so I kind of just grew up knowing about it and learning about it. And so I, to be honest, was a little hesitant about going into the Rose Festival Princess program. Mm. I just didn't know exactly what it had to offer. But after being pushed just a tad to apply, I do not regret any choice that I made because it was such an amazing experience. We did 3 weeks straight of travel, just out in the community, going across the state of Oregon, and just serving our community. And it was such a wonderful experience. It pushed me out of my comfort zone, honestly,
sure.
because you didn't, when we went out for appearances, they pushed you out there. You didn't have time to think about it. You had to talk to strangers. And so it really pushed me out of my comfort zone. And I don't regret anyone that kind of pushed me over the edge to try to apply. And it was such a great experience. And then I got to be the first from Adrian St. Nelson High School ever to be a Metro East Rose Festival princess. So that was also an honor.
That's totally awesome. We're very proud of you. And you mentioned the application process. Is it a written application? Is there a video part to it? What goes into applying for both the Rose Festival and then for Miss Teen Oregon?
So for Rose Festival, there is a written application that you have to answer questions and talk about the community service that you've done. And then if you get past that part, you go to an interview round and speech round. So you give a 1-minute speech and answer a few interview questions, so just like pageants.
Okay.
And then after that round, if you make it, you do a 3-minute speech and some more questions with a panel of judges. And then after that, that is narrowed down to a final four, and they choose the princess from that. So pageants is a little similar when it comes to the interviewing part, but then if you go over to pageants, the way you do that is there is on stage competitions. So I competed in formal wear for Teen USA and fitness. So they look for your personality and just how you carry yourself on stage. And then they move into the interview portion, which is where you're in front of a panel of judges, just like Rose Festival, and you answer questions off your profile sheet and just what you're going to do with your title. So they get to know you more in that phase of the competition. So Rose Festival and pageants definitely are similar in some ways, but they definitely have their differences.
That kind of turns my stomach and knots just hearing about the process. So
yes.
You mentioned a 1-minute speech and a 3-minute speech.
Mm-hmm.
Is that impromptu, or are you given a topic ahead of time that you've rehearsed before?
So for Rose Festival, you're given a prompt
okay.
ahead of time. So you're able to prepare the 1-minute speech and 3-minute speech so that you have plenty of time to prepare, and you don't have to have it memorized, but it's good to know your speech and just be familiar with it.
Now, you mentioned before that there are a few different competitions in the Miss Teen Oregon, and go over those again, and how did you prepare for those?
Yeah, so the biggest competition is interview,
okay.
where you sit in front of a panel of 5 judges, and they just ask you questions about yourself and about your generation, so it's nothing that you don't know. And then you go to the on-stage portion, which is formal wear, so you're in a long, pretty gown, and you walk on stage, and then a fitness routine, which is you're in a fitness outfit, and you do a similar routine on stage. And when you're doing those portions of the competition, they're looking for your personality and how you carry yourself on stage and just overall how you present yourself in front of a large group of people.
Now, the formal wear, is that something you could use for homecoming as well?
It might be a little much for homecoming
okay.
or prom. It's a little
okay.
too long and big, but I definitely tried. I wanted to use it, but I don't think it would work.
Now, Mom, for these interviews, is this something that you guys rehearse at home, or is she giving her speech to you over and over and over again, and you're helping with that?
So for Rose Festival, the speeches, her grandmother, my mom, is a great speech writer. And Isabella wrote it, but my mom edited and helped her.
Oh, good.
And then she would stand in front of us and say those speeches. But for the pageant side of things, I have hired coaches. So she has a personal interview coach that she does over Zoom. He's in Florida.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh. His name's Jorge Esteban.
Mm-hmm.
Great interview coach. And then she has a walking coach, and Casey is in California. So she does the walking over. I hold the computer.
Oh, gosh.
Over FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
And I guide the computer around as she's walking on in our living room. We can completely move all the furniture out, and she's got this little stage to practice.
So people don't think about that, but you're being judged on not only your answers, but how you walk.
Yeah.
And so you have a coach that is following you around on a computer. Mom's following you around. So
yes.
People would never think about that kind of thing. So that person's giving you feedback. Hey, I don't know, move your heel in this way, or
absolutely,
move your left
yes.
foot this way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's all done via the computer.
Via the computer. You can do it in person, but my coaches are out of state, so I'm forced to do it on the computer.
Was the Miss Teen Oregon pageant, was it a goal of yours for a long time? It seemed like that this is something that you've been working toward.
Yes. So like I mentioned earlier, I've been doing pageants since around the age of 8. And Miss Teen USA and the Miss USA program is something that a lot of people know about, even if you're not involved with pageants. It's a lot of times called the Super Bowl of pageants. It's the known as the biggest stage you can walk across. And so ever since I started pageants, it's been my goal to walk on the Miss Teen USA stage. And so through the different pageants that I've competed in, my end goal has always been to be Miss Oregon Teen USA. And so now I felt like I was ready. I felt like it was the right time. I'm a senior and I felt prepared. And so I chose to compete for the title and I achieved my dream. And now I can say that in October of next year, I'm going to be able to walk the Miss Teen USA stage.
Isn't that exciting? What's going through your mind about that, the knowing that that's coming?
It's crazy. It's definitely nerve-wracking just because just thinking of how big of a stage it is and what a privilege it is to walk across that stage. And so it's a nerve-wracking thought to think about, but I have plenty of time to prepare and I'm very excited for it.
Glad you're listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, where we're visiting with the recently crowned Miss Teen Oregon USA, Nelson High School's own Isabella Ellsworth. So far, we've heard how her family support has helped her achieve this lifelong dream and how she manages to work with coaches from California to Florida as she prepares for the Miss Teen USA pageant in 2023. But what's it like to have all these new responsibilities while trying to maintain balance as a high school senior who loves to hang out with friends and scream at Friday night football games? Plus, what's the creative initiative she's founded to help aspiring athletes in her community? Better gear up for part two of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast right after this.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? The North Clackamas School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire before and after school caretakers, custodians, and bus drivers. In North Clackamas, we promise it won't take you long to learn why our employees say they're proud to be in NCSD. Apply today on the North Clackamas School District website or call 503-353-6000. That's 503-353-6000.
So, Isabella, now that you've earned the crown, and she actually brought the crown, it's here. Now, I know our listeners can't see that, but she's got the sash on, she's got the crown. Now that you've earned that, what are your responsibilities in the next year? I'm sure you don't wear it up and down the halls at Nelson, or you don't show it off during warm-ups at your softball games, but what will the next year look like for you?
So, as Miss Oregon Teen USA, I will be making appearances at formal events and then serving my community and state. I will be doing different community service projects and promoting my initiative, which is Izzy's Gear for Girls, that I started because, as you know, I'm an athlete myself. I play softball, and my family over the years of 10, 11 years of me playing softball has figured out how expensive it is. And so I believe that no child shouldn't be able to play sports just because of the fees or the equipment. And so I'm hoping to partner with sports teams across the state of Oregon and provide equipment for those teams that are in need through my initiative, Izzy's Gear for Girls. And that's my main focus during my year, besides doing other appearances and other community service work.
All right. Izzy's Gear for Girls. Love it already. Do you have a website? Do you have a social media? How are you promoting that?
Yes. So I don't have a website yet, but I am definitely working on that. And then I will promote it through my Miss Oregon Teen USA Instagram page. And then I also have a personal page that I will be promoting it on.
I think that's so great because there are so many, well, boys and girls who maybe can't play. They don't have the right cleats or they don't have the right equipment. Yep. So Izzy's Gear for Girls. That's where you can go to get some help with that.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
I think when people see someone who's won a big honor like you have, they might forget that Miss Teen Oregon USA is still a teenager. You're 17 years old. You're a senior at Nelson High. How's your senior year going so far? What are your favorite parts and maybe your least favorite parts so far?
Yes. senior year has definitely been a whirlwind so far. I feel like we just started, but I also feel like we're already so far in. The most challenging part is the schoolwork. I am in a college class that I'm taking through CCC, and so just all of the work combined has definitely been stressful and overwhelming, but I've learned to work through it and get my work done on time. And then besides the stressful part, my favorite part definitely has been the football games. I am a huge sports nut, and so I look forward to Friday nights after school's over. I get ready for the football game and I go cheer on our Nelson Hawks football, which has done amazing this season for only their second season ever, and so that's made it even more exciting. But I just love the sports aspect of my senior year and being able to sit in the front row at the football games because I'm a senior.
I can see that for you. I haven't known you that long, but I can see that. You're right in the front row rooting for those Hawks.
Yes.
That's awesome. And we were talking a little bit before this podcast began. You know, the rivalry between Clackamas and Nelson continues to grow. And darn it, if Nelson didn't beat Clackamas this year in football, and that's turning into quite the rivalry now. Is it a rivalry for you? I'm sure you have friends who go to Clackamas High. Is there a little bit of good-natured trash talk going back and forth between the two schools?
Oh, most definitely. There is a huge rivalry going on between the schools. I mean, you know, in the end, we're still friends and we still love one another, but there's definitely a little bit of trash talk that goes on behind the scenes. And I mean, everyone wants their school to win. We all have pride for our school and want to cheer on our Hawks or their Cavs. And so we definitely want our team to win when we're in the moment at the games. But in the end, you know, we're still two high schools in the district that have respect for one another. But there's definitely a rivalry going on.
Isabella Ellsworth, your Miss Teen Oregon USA and front row at Nelson Hawk football games. Now, you're also involved in quite a few high school activities besides softball. Tell us about those. And one I really want to know about, tell me, what is Scrub Club?
So Scrub Club is a part of our health sciences program at Sabin Schellenberg. Mm. And it's a club that consists of all the students that want to go into the medical field. And so we have monthly meetings and speakers from different career positions in the medical field come and talk to us and get a deeper insight on what their career is about and ask them questions. And so it allows us to be able to see what we want to do. And I actually now, as a senior, I'm one of the presidents of the club. So I get to help plan the meetings and find the guest speakers. And it's a really cool opportunity for those students that are a part of the program. And then besides that, like you mentioned, I'm very involved with school. I am president of equity for student council. I am National Honor Society events coordinator. And I'm also a part of Key Club at my school. So I stay very busy with pageants and sports and school.
How do you have time for your walking coach and your other coaches?
That's what I ask myself. I don't know.
And even made time to come after school to our studio here at the district office. So far, you've been involved in so many different things throughout high school. Been to two different high schools because Nelson just opened recently. What are you most proud of as you look back at your high school career? And maybe it could be something still to come, but as you look back right now, we're in October of your senior year. What are you most proud of so far?
I'm most proud of myself, not only for achieving the academics and grades that I've been able to achieve throughout my high school career, but honestly deciding to join student council. At Clackamas, my freshman and sophomore year, I wasn't a part of student council. And then when I moved over to Nelson High School, I decided to be a part of it. And I don't regret any decision or any time do I regret choosing to be a part of that club, because at Nelson, it's full of starting traditions these past couple years. And so I've been able to start new things and hopefully start things that will continue on for years to come and just grow our school community and spirit. And so being a part of student council at a brand new school is really something special. And I'm very happy that I decided to do it, because I would have definitely regretted it if I didn't.
And Kristen, of course, you've been along this journey the whole time. What are you most proud of your daughter, watching her go through all of this stuff, and especially in her senior year of high school? What an exciting time for her.
She is just amazing. I thought I was great but when I was in high school, but I'm in awe every day of her. She's the one that keeps me going every day, and how she puts up with the stress and all the work and, you know, the scheduling and all of that, and she wants to do more. She's like, what are we doing tomorrow? Is there anything on the schedule? No, let's figure something out. Let's go. I mean, this kid, ever since she was born, has been on the go, wanting to do something, be involved. One big thing, though, that she hasn't mentioned that I'm really proud of is the community service. She does a thing called PDX Concierge. Mm. I don't know if you've heard of that. And it started when COVID began. And a student at Westview started this. And people can call in who are immune compromised compromised or just the elderly who can't get out, and you grocery shop or you pick up their meds. And so Isabella has taken on that, and she's been amazing. She's constantly saying, okay, we're going to go out. You want to go with me? We got someone's, you know, order to do. And now she has a couple of elderly people who love her.
Of course.
And she's given them her personal phone number, and they text and call whenever they need something. Even if it's a gallon of milk, Isabella goes out her way and drives all the way to Portland to get this man his milk and a few other things that he asked for. So I'm just so proud of her heart for service and just what she's become, and her future ahead of her is so bright. And I just can't wait to see what happens through the college years and beyond.
Well, that was going to lead to my next question. So as we start to run out of time here, Isabella, okay, you've recently been crowned Miss Oregon Teen USA. You're a senior in high school. You're a part of student council. You're at the top of your class academically. You have all these initiatives going on, all this volunteer service. What's next for Isabella Ellsworth, especially as June rolls around?
Yes, so I'm actually asking myself that question too. I'm not decided on a college yet, but I do plan to attend a four-year university to become a pediatric nurse. It's been another lifelong dream of mine to become a pediatric nurse. I've always said when I get older, I'm going to be a nurse and just help those kids in the hospital like the nurses did for me when I was in the hospital back in the third grade. And so I'm hoping after high school, I can go to a great nursing school and in the next 4 years, hopefully graduate as a nurse.
It's been such an honor to talk to both of you. I know we have listeners at the elementary level who are listening and probably some very proud Oregon Trail Wildcats who are thinking, yes, that could be me someday. I could do that someday. I could be Isabella Ellsworth.
Yes.
Well, Isabella, it's been an honor to have you as the first student guest on the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. And I don't think we could have picked a more perfect representative of our North Clackamas senior class. It's students like you who certainly make us proud to be NCSD. Isabella and Kristen Ellsworth, congratulations on all your success. Best wishes as 2023 approaches. Isabella, enjoy everything that comes with your senior year of high school.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, and you can tune in for another exciting edition of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. Not sure if we'll have a big celebrity on the show like this week, but we'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort, and we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.